Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. All of us know what it's like to lose or misplace something. It can be so frustrating. When we realize the item is missing, the first thing we usually do is try to remember where we last saw it. And then we begin looking for it. Sometimes we find what we're looking for, and sometimes we just get to the place where we give up the search. Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. Thousands are tuning in each week to receive spiritual nourishment and blessing. Now, on today's broadcast of Hope for Today, we're continuing our study in the Gospel of John. And our Bible teaching will be focused on the idea of searching. Are you searching for meaning and purpose in your life? If you're already a Christ follower, this teaching will encourage you because you have found your life purpose in Him. But if you don't know Jesus, this teaching will show you how to find Him and bring your search for meaning to an end. So I urge you to stay tuned. In just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will present today's teaching from the Gospel of John, End the Search. But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for giving my friend and me the privilege of meeting together around your word. Thank you that we can open the holy book of the living God and study a portion of it to learn more about you and your plan for our lives. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to open the word for us, I pray that you will open our hearts to the truth. I pray for my listening friend to understand the importance of making the choice to follow Jesus. And I pray this in His name. Amen.
Deep in the heart of every man, woman, and child is a longing for rest. One great African theologian many years ago said, "Our souls are restless until they find their rest in Thee." But the question is, where can I find Him? That is a most important question. Where can I find Him? I want to help you end your search. Therefore, I take you to the Bible and the words of Jesus in John 7:33-39. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then Jesus said to them, "Yet a little while I am with you, and then I go to him who sent me. You shall seek me, but you shall not find me, and where I am you cannot come." Then the Jews said among themselves, "Where will he go so that we shall not find him? Will he go to the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? What saying is this that he said, 'You shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, you cannot come'?" In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. He who believes on me, as the Scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." But he spoke this of the Holy Spirit, which they who believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. These words teach us what steps are necessary if we ever expect to end our search. First, there is the search is clarified. Time, according to Jesus, was very important. He said, "There is only a little while." Yet a little while I am with you. He tried to show that time is limited. You can't just waste time and expect to end your search. The search, Jesus clarified, it is now, not later. And the object is also important because there's nobody like Jesus. He said, you're going to seek for me and you will not be able to find me. Oh, yes, my friend, it is very, very important that you make the right search and that you have the right object of your search. Believe me, time is important. The opportune time is now, not tomorrow, this very moment, because Jesus said you're going to search for me to those Pharisees, and you're not going to be able to find me. Men have often aspired in vain. They have searched and searched, but they have not found rest, because they have not found him. My friend, today is your day to seek Jesus, and I am glad to tell you that you can find him. But you must search for him while you can, and you must be sure that the object of your search is him, Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus clarified the search. But when he said what he did to clarify it, they thought the search is mystified. They said, where is he going to go? How can he say we cannot come to him? You see, human reason blocked it for them. Their minds got in the way. He had come from God, you see, and they failed to understand that. Some still fail to understand that. They still believe that Jesus did not come from God. But he said, I am going back to God on occasion. They did not understand where he was going, but he said, I am going and you are not going to be able to come where I am. Let me point out something to you, my friend. Human existence is unqualified to go where Jesus is. The flesh has its limitation. Your bodily, physical existence now is going to need to undergo some changes if you are going to go where he has gone. That is what these people did not understand. There is another existence beyond the flesh. It comes after death. So in one sense, we can say that Jesus mystified the search. He made it more difficult because they tried to reason out what he was saying. My friend, don't let your mind block your search. Be sure that you understand that Jesus came from God and went to God, and that will clarify your search, not mystify it. There is that final step to end your search, which is the search is satisfied. It was on that last great day of the feast when Jesus stood and gave that great invitation. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Well, everybody does thirst. I said in the beginning that in the heart of every man, woman, and child, there is a longing for rest, and Jesus knew that. He said it this way, if anyone thirst, because he wanted that decision to rest with the thirsty one. Let him come and drink. Let him submit himself and understand that the end of his search he will find right here by me. There was a great invitation and there was also a great satisfaction because Jesus said, That inner longing down deep in your heart will be satisfied when you come to Him. He said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of water. His soul thirst will be satisfied. Praise the Lord. My dear friend, take Jesus' word seriously. If you want to end your search, you can. You can come to Him, Jesus Christ. And when you do, that deep soul thirst inside of you will be satisfied. The search will end when you find Him. To end the search, you must listen to Jesus. He can and will satisfy your innermost being. So you must come to Him now and surrender now. Take His invitation and here find rest for your soul. Heavenly Father, we bless Thy name once again for the clarity with which Jesus could address Himself and how that message comes to us. Oh, I pray Thee, Lord, for my dear friend right now who has been longing deep in his soul for some rest. I ask, God, that the Holy Spirit may take this message home to that heart right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
My friend, is there a thirst, a longing deep inside you that is yet unfilled? Do you sense that there's more to life than what you're currently experiencing? Are you searching for meaning and purpose? As Dr. Yoder so clearly pointed out in today's teaching, Jesus is inviting you to come to Him and find the object of your search. He promised that if you come to Him in faith, He will fill you with living water, and you will become one of His very own children. Now, if you were blessed by today's teaching and would like an audio CD or a printed copy of it, just write and ask for it by the title, End the Search. We'd be happy to send a copy to you just as soon as we receive your request. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org, or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, End the Search. If you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take your questions to the Holy Scripture and find an answer for you. That's because we want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and to grow in your relationship with Him. So write to us today. Here's the contact information again. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, End the Search, either in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Now I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study in John's Gospel. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.